Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Gator, I've had that Oktoberfest sitting in my fridge for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, getting nice and cold.
I'm waiting for the weather to cool down. I don't feel like I should drink an Oktoberfest if there's a chance that I'm sweating.
Well, go outside after
when it gets
at
night. Yep.
I mean, because it
maybe tonight
got down to 60 last night.
Yeah, maybe tonight I'll venture outside, but I have an Oktoberfest on the back deck. But I saw this morning.
Yeah.
Maxwell White, Channel 7, tweeted out the following. UP-based brewery, Upper Hand Brewery, or Upper Hand Beer, excuse me, is expanding its distribution into Metro Detroit this month. Check out their local stores, see if it's arrived. They have an IPA, okay, which I'm not a fan
of.
Which we're not big fans of, no. A UPA, which is the Upper Peninsula Ale.
Oh,
well. It's just a regular beer, but they call it a UPA. And they have a light beer. And I'm always looking for new stuff in our state. So I'm going to seek out the Upper Hand Beer. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
Okay. I don't know if anybody
I like to try new stuff.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm generally, I've been described as a sorority beer drinker. Like I'll screw top cans of Miller Lite, just fine with me. I like the Cheladas. Nobody else does. Fair. I'm not forcing them down anybody's throat. when somebody comes out with a new beer and a light beer, and I want to try the Upper Peninsula Ale as well, I want to see what these things are about.
Yeah, I'm just looking back to see that one flavor that I tried recently that I really liked.
You had something this past weekend.
Yeah, I did this past weekend. It went out me for it, but I don't mind. I'm okay with it. Founders All Day Vacay.
Yeah.
It's a session wheat ale, 4.6% alcohol by volume.
You a big fan?
I was. I really liked it. I was surprised at how good it tasted to me, you know, because I'm not a big all-day IPA guy.
Yep.
And this didn't have too much of the IPA flavor to it. It was just a solid, solid beer, man. It was really tasty. But I also, I did get a six-pack of...
that's right. That wasn't even what I was referring to, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I got a six-pack of...
go ahead. You're fine.
Black cherry white clams.
Yeah, okay. That's the first one you've ever purchased, right?
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever
purchased. Why did you purchase this?
Because I was in the aisle at the grocery store on Saturday before noon, right? And I'm going through the beer. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I want to try something different and just something I could sit back and enjoy at noon and not feel too heavy. And I got I had plenty of beer in the house, but I felt like something different. And I'm staring at and looking at this. The first section of the cooler is nothing but seltzers. I'm like,
you decide to pull the trigger.
No one forced you. You wanted it.
I wanted it.
There's nothing wrong with that,
no,
by the way.
I was fine with it. You know, they're okay. There's nothing.
It's the first one, though. It's the first one, Kang. That's why he was struggling with it. It was the first.
It was. Look, I also bought a six pack of beer to go with it.
And give me a fifth of motor fifth oil.
Right. True story. Years ago, I was at a bar in Royal Oak with a buddy of mine, and we were these two girls, and the girls said, "Oh, let's get mojitos." And my buddy, I'm like, "What the hell's a mojito?" Like, oh, it's really good. I'm sure we'll get a round of mojitos. And the waitress brings over mojitos. And my friend and I are like, this is a really tasty drink. And then we order, like, let's get another round of mojitos. And the waitress is like, you guys want another mojito? And we're like, and a Budweiser back. And a Budweiser back. Yeah, so I got the six-pack of beer that I got is not going to make me any manlier because it was some kind of a melon ale. It was brewed with like cantaloupe, watermelon, and honeydew.
Wow.
And it was actually quite refreshing.
And he hesitated to tell us about the White Claw.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And also Tacoma Chacruti aboard.
Yeah. And then I had some Coppercraft bourbon later that night, so I was all right.
Do you have any knives? I need to buy a knife, too.
I got steak knives to eat raw red meat. Got to cut that raw red meat. You know, who needs the knife? Yeah. Just give me the hunk of meat. Yeah.
Jerky. I'm looking for beef jerky as well.
I don't even want to cook it.
Yeah, right.
248.
I went fishing in my koi pond with my bare teeth.
And a six-pack of a black cherry white claws, right. Please.
And I washed it down with a black cherry white clam.
You guys sell tires here? And the lemon lime white claw.
Do you have any mango? Any mango flavor?
I need a Carhartt. I need a heavy Carhartt coat.
But I was surprised because that was the first time I'd really had like a full-on, you know, seltzer experience. And it was fine. It wasn't as sweet as I thought it was going to be.
It's like having a Sprite.
Well, it wasn't like Sprite's got some sweetness to it. This was like having a LaCroix or a Buble, one of those sparkling waters. It was like that, except apparently there's alcohol in it.
So I don't know if you've had to do this, Doug, but if your wife wants something like a White Claw or a Truly or whatever, and you go to pick it up for her.
Yeah.
And by the way, no one believes you if you're saying it's for your girlfriend or wife. They don't believe you at all. Like, Gator, you could have said that, me and Doug, because it's for my wife. They're not believing you.
I don't care either.
I don't care either, yeah. But
I'm not trying to impress anybody with my
But even if it's genuinely for your wife, I'm not saying to lie, but like, yeah, this is what my wife, because I've been sent out recently. For like some of this hard seltzer, hard Italian soda, like the stuff I've never heard of. Yeah. That I don't. It's in like
all these canned cocktails. Yeah, man.
I don't drink it, but she wants me to grab, so I'll grab it. But I know the guy's looking at me, judging me. I know he is, and sure. I can say, the wife one. He's like, yeah, huh? I'd rather buy a feminine hygiene product than buy a like White Claw
really?
Or something, because that I can pass. This is not for me. Right. This is clearly not for me.
Maybe you need to put that in there. You know. For heavy flow days. And,
oh, wow. Well, I've got a wide set.
Maybe you shouldn't go with the black cherry.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. I don't want anything anymore. I'm leaving.
Wow.
You want any cranberry juice, sir?
So anyway, you enjoyed the
yeah,
it was fine. It was fine. I don't think I'd get it again.
Yeah.
But it was I had three left. So you know.
You'll finish those off Monday night.
I'll probably be sitting in the fridge this time next year. You know.
If they're sitting in the fridge this time of year from now, you really didn't like it. They weren't fine. You didn't like it.
And I had a real drought.
Well, it took you three to figure it out, though. You must have liked it a little bit.
I liked it. You know what I like? I like seltzer waters, just period. Without the...
Did you say period?
I shouldn't have said that. I was trying to run past it as soon as I said it. I'm like... Don't say run with it either.
You flowed right into that, my
friend. Oh, boy. This is a mess. Now I'm getting irritable. Just stop it. It was, I like.
Would you say like you'd get one of these like once a month?
No.
If you missed a month, would you get worried?
Guys, I haven't had one of these in like 6 weeks.
Starting to get concerned.
Yeah. No, but I just like to have like the effervescence, like even like a can of Diet Pepsi or something. Like I like soda to like just kind of break things up. And I feel like the seltzer can break things up, although I don't plan on purchasing any anytime soon.
Well, you got three. We might get called the corner office over this one. 248-539-9797. Gator, I got a Big Ten question for you that I want you to think about during the break. I'll get to that in a minute. First, let's go to Josh and Warren. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey, Doug King, be careful because hang around Gator too much. You might drink one once a month, too.
Yeah, Doug, yeah, we will be on the same, same cycle.
You know, guys, I just had one, too. So did I.
That's weird, Gator, because I went.
This is crazy.
But before, so you guys are talking about college players that have been there forever. Me and my buddy got into an argument because he turned on the Nebraska game a couple weeks ago, and he goes, did they sign him to an extension? I swear he played for Michigan or for Nebraska when Michigan first played them when they came to the Big Ten. He thought Adrian Martinez was Taylor Martinez, and he thought he's been there for the last nine. I was like, he'd have to be there for nine.
That's fair.
Years.
I who says it's not the same person?
Adrian Martinez does feel like he's been at Nebraska yeah. forever.
The way they play, I thought it was the same player, and he had me convinced for a minute. I was like, there's no way. I was like, and I had to look it up myself, but we got into an argument. I was like, he'd be a doctor or almost a grad assistant, yes. but they're almost the same quarterback. But it was just one of those things where it's like, I thought they were the same guy.
He it does. I mean, both of them played there, of course, forever, but Adrian Martinez has been in Nebraska for a long time. All right, Gator, here's my Big Ten question. 2 weeks in, I ask you, who's the best?
I'm sorry. Are you trying to stop laughing? I don't know why. I just started thinking of the red zone, and now
new meaning to the Octobox. Guys, we're literally getting texts right now to stop ragging on Gator, okay? So let's just move on.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm better than that.
I'll ask you the Big Ten question later.
I'm really not better than that, but go ahead.
Grow up, Gator.
We'll do it later. There's no point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.